CSX HD1, Birmingham, Detroit, a Beasley Media Group station. Good morning and welcome to Big Jim's House with Big Jim O'Brien, Aaron V, and producer Ryan. Heard only on 94.7 CSX.
5:57, 30 degrees right now. Big Jim and Aaron V in her coat. It's nice in here this morning in the studio, right? Are you just preparing for the eventual weather change as Secretary of Thermostat?
That will come around 7:15.
We don't have any press releases from you after your first full week in office. Do you have a press secretary or anyone handling your business? Not Tito.
Tito can't write.
Or wake. He did one lap. The Chihuahua's in here to do his football fix a little bit later on this morning. So to prepare, he comes in with Aaron and then sleeps for 3 hours. There's two ways to wake him up. If there's bacon anywhere in the building, he gets up and goes there. And then if I knock on this counter, which I'm not doing.
Please don't do it.
Why? Because he'll have to wake up for a minute or he'll bark.
He'll start barking. And I had to listen to that all weekend because everybody was out doing leaves and stuff, and it just annoyed him, so he just wouldn't shut up for 6 hours.
Now, if you open the door, because he is a less than 2 pound Chihuahua, if you open the door, would he go, or does he just want to make noise to let them know that he's here?
He just wants to make noise.
Okay, so he's one of those guys like, hold me back, guy?
Yeah.
All right. Dude, if I get really mad at this guy, hold me back. Don't let me fight this guy because I'm going to get my ass kicked.
He ain't going after anybody.
Unless they have bacon.
He knows we're talking to him. He's staring at me now.
Is that right? Hi, Tito. Yeah, on our security cameras here at work, occasionally we know when Tito's not in the studio because you'll just see this little white blur with a problem with his right. He drifts to the right.
He drifts to the right in his... We need to pull security footage one day and post it because it's hysterical.
Well, he drifts. His camber is way off. He's out of tow. If you have a body shop somewhere in a Motor City, if you can do some alignment, we need to get him in for an alignment because that dog is way... And we're not joking.
For 30,000, residency restrictions apply. Take lethal delivery from dealer stock by 12/3/18.
That guy needs some coffee. 606 Big Jim's House. Here's Aaron V with sports.
Another loss for the Lions. This time to the Bears, 34-22. The final is Detroit's third loss in a row. So they're now 3-6 on the season.
Forward down the field.
Yeah, whatever.
The top draft pick in the draft.
Lions punter Sam Martin was taken from Soldier Field in an ambulance after the game. An update on his health is expected today. Monday Night Football, Giants and Niners.
It's a bad game. That's a bad game. Those two teams have won like what? I'm just saying. I'm not being negative. I'm just saying. Fox is getting all the great games on Thursday night, and ESPN's getting like, I don't know, Bob's House of Cosmetology versus the Giants. I don't know how this worked out. It's a bad game tonight.
It is. Michigan State played its first regular season basketball game at Breslin Center and cruised to 106-82 win over Florida Gulf Coast. The win moved number 10 Michigan State to 1-1 on the year following its season opening loss to number 1 Kansas. That was Tuesday in Indy. Charlotte Hornets broke open a close game in the third, defeated the Pistons 113-103 at Little Caesars. Take on Tito's back bigger than ever. Make your football picks now by texting the keyword Tito. That's T-I-T-O to 248-398-9279. Tito to 248-398-WCSX. We'll send all the games right to your phone. Super simple. Every week you have a chance to win prizes from our friends at Tito's Handmade Vodka. And then at the end of the year, trip for two to Hawaii in our company-wide contest.
Or as our producer Ryan says, it's a chance to beat Aaron's dog.
Pretty much.
Right.
I have to look and see. He hasn't been doing really good. The only thing that he does well on is the Lions. He has predicted every Lions game this season correctly.
I'm not sure that's something to hang your hat on, though, at this point. Well, no, it is that he's nailed all the Lions games. He's bitter about it, too. Tito came in. He's sleeping right now because he was cussing about Matt Patricia and play selection, and he wants Jim Bob Cooter fired. It's a very angry dog this morning.
You should have seen his Twitter account last night.
He has no thumbs. His cat does it for him, his secretary. A lot of people don't know that. Hey! CSX, Big Jim's House. Big Jim, Aaron, Big Bruce, Brian, 614. 30 degrees, 41 for high today. Partly cloudy skies. So put a coat on your kids when they hit the bus stop this morning. And then put on helmets, shoulder pads, body armor. Also, make sure that you have a shield. Probably a sword, I would assume. Take that, at least in Florida. It's what you need to go to the bus stop. We were watching this story in the office before the show this morning.
Good Lord.
This really happened at a bus stop. Now, you're a mom. You've been to some of the mom events. I've been to PTA meetings where they get a little heated. Moms maybe argue a little bit, going back and forth at each other. Youth sport meetings, going back and forth at each other a little bit. Did you ever have a point where you took a coffee mug and tried to kill someone at a bus stop, Aaron?
No, I've wanted to, but I didn't go that far.
We want to document that once again, Your Honor. anyway,
So this is crazy, though. This actually happened in Florida. Now, if you want to see it, we'll text it to you. The keyword is...
Brawl.
Brawl, yeah.
B-R-A-W-L.
Because Violent Moms was too long. Here's a story from this TV station down in Florida.
A brawl between two mothers at a school bus stop lands both of them in the hospital. A broken coffee mug used as a weapon.
With bandages wrapped around her arms, Tiffany Cruz defends why she smashed a coffee mug over the head of another mom.
It was self-defense over an incident that made no sense.
Northport police say it started over an argument about parenting, but Cruz claims they've had issues before. 2 weeks ago, she says she confronted that mom for yelling at another child, but this morning, it went too far.
And I put my arm up like this, and I went to run, and that's when she picked up the glass, ran at me, and stabbed me.
The other woman airlifted away with a serious cut to her throat.
The other woman was airlifted away! That's how crazy this happened at the bus stop for an elementary school.
Wow, those are great role models for small children.
Dude, oh, they said that they had to bring in, like, I mean, this is, we're talking about it, and it's crazy. It's not funny. It's crazy. They had to bring in counselors for these kids because these two moms got at it. So she, I'm trying to envision this, a coffee mug, so I'm assuming a ceramic coffee mug, smashed it so hard that she could use it as a knife to attack this woman. And then where did the woman get the glass to pick up and try to cut the other one with?
It was from the coffee mug.
The same coffee mug.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
So she basically made a shiv from her have a nice date.
Best mom in the world coffee mug turns into a shiv.
Yeah, exactly.
What are you getting mom for Christmas? Season 2 of Oz? Absolutely, man.
Orange is the New Black.
Oh, my. That's exactly it. What are you guys doing? We're going to watch Orange is the New Black, and then I'm going to get you off to the bus stop in the morning. That's insane.
You know what, though? You know what's crazy about that is they had a dispute about parenting tactics. So it's basically like, I'm going to tell you how to discipline your kid.
Exactly. Listen, you're not doing it. And the one mom was yelling at another kid. So listen, you don't yell at other kids. You got to set an example for these kids. Now, I'm going to bust this coffee mug over your face and put you in a chopper so you have to go to a hospital if you don't stop it.
Ironically, that was my topic of discussion on the Women Who Rock podcast on Friday.
Moms and what, parenting, you mean? Or what was it?
Disciplining other people's children, where to draw the line.
That's going to be on my new podcast, How to Attack Someone with a Coffee Mug.
And make a shiv?
Yeah. we got to figure out a YouTube video of that. So in honor of Florida, again, now if you want to see this story, and it's crazy, we'll text it to you, 248-398-WCSX, of course, the keyword is.
Brawl.
We can honestly play this today.
Everyone from Florida is stupid.
Yep.
Everyone from Florida is dumb. I might not be the brightest guy, but next to them my IQ's high. If they had guitars, here's how they'd strum.
I want to send this out to those fine moms down in Florida. Oh, wow. Here they come. Look out. Look out, mom. CSX Big Jim's out, 626, 30 degrees. Big Jim, Aaron V, producer Ryan this morning. So, I had a question for you guys. 248-398-WCSX, 248-398-9279, your studio number. Need some advice on this. Ordered a pizza, ordered a couple pizzas, ordered online, you know, to get it delivered, right? You do the little app thing and you get it. So then you step through and the pizzas weren't that much. And then when I get to the final bill, it's like $8 more is added on to the bill. So I know there's tax for a couple pizzas, but then there was a $5.99 delivery fee. This is for pizza. And I'm not going to give the who it is. I don't want to get into that whole thing, but it was $5.99 delivery fee. And here's my question. Is that delivery fee going to the driver or the store? Should I tip this guy or girl or gal? I mean, who should I have tipped this person? Or did that cover tip and gas and everything else? See what I'm saying?
That's a tough one.
Because you don't know until you get to the checkout thing. Because you and I were talking about it before, and it's like, if you knew it was a $6 delivery fee, first of all, if it's a six, I'm never going to order a delivery from them again because I'm not going to pay $6 extra.
That's insane anyhow to even try and charge that much.
Well, a lot of people do like a buck or two, but if you're doing Uber Eats or DoorDash or what, you know, there's a fee involved there. I get that, but I've never seen a $6 delivery fee. But my concern is, like, is this paying the delivery driver or is this extra added on to it? Should I still tip the driver? You see what I'm saying?
I think you still need to tip him. When I delivered pizzas for that short time, they we had a delivery fee, but it wasn't money that went towards me. Like, it wasn't my tip or anything. It was extra.
So the store gets, wait a minute, so the store gets extra?
That's how it was when I, at the place that I worked at, the delivery fee was for the store.
Yeah, well, I wouldn't be ordering pizza from that place anymore if that was the case, because that's horrible.
Yeah, no, I understand. I'm with you, by the way. I'm not spending $6 for a delivery fee, and I'm not complaining about it because I paid the bill. So, you know, but I'm just wondering, is that supposed to be in lieu of tipping the driver? It's $6. 248-398-WCSX, 248-398-9779, our studio number. I tipped him anyway.
Well, I would have just, that's because that's how I feel about that situation. But I tend not to order delivery anyhow, because by the time they get to your house, most of the time, the pizza, because it's sat in the box and there's condensation, it gets kind of nasty. So I just go pick it up.
Some of the new ones, that, well, Ryan, actually, because that's how, when you were a delivery driver for pizza, yours is a little bit different because you just decided to quit delivering the pizza.
Oh, I had a couple of times where I had to hold the bottom of the box because I thought the pizza would fall through.
How long did it take you to get the pizza to these people's house?
I had a couple that were like a good 45 minutes before I got to their house. And I would be in their subdivision, just driving around, no clue.
Wait a minute, so you did or didn't, you couldn't find their house?
Yeah, I couldn't find their house, but also sometimes I would just go and take a break at home. And
You are the worst delivery driver ever.
We said this before, that's a true story, man. 2483, I see some of the calls coming in.
Wow, Ryan, really?
I forgot about
and
that.
And hence the reason I don't order delivery with my pizza.
He completely just justified your point right there.
Exactly.
248-398-WCSX, 248-398-9279. When was it?
When I delivered pizza, you got paid $2 per delivery, and they pocketed the rest.
Seriously?
That isn't even right.
Are they trying to just, again, I'm not complaining. I'm just curious because, like, I want to make sure the delivery driver gets paid, because anyone who's in the food service industry, it's not like you're making millions of dollars anyway. So a lot of these folks are high school kids or kids in college that are trying to work their way, you know, or just someone who's picked up a second job to help out their family. So, yeah, I don't know. 248-398-WCSX. Wow, all the phones are lit up. So are lighting up this morning.
It's been litten.
Tell you something, Waterford School Districts, we bring our A-plus game this morning. Let's grab this one real quick. Brian and Taylor. Brian, good morning. Welcome to Big Jim's house.
Hey, good morning. How are you? I don't feel like cooking, so I order a pizza. I don't care how much it costs. Charge me $6 for the delivery. I'm probably still going to tip the driver because the driver just gets paid a small minimum wage job, and he lives for his tips.
Okay, so you no matter, even if it's a delivery fee, even if you just for the convenience of bringing it, you don't care, you're still going to go ahead and tip the driver.
For sure.
All right, thank you, Brian.
For sure. And I'm litting up too today.
Y'all can bite me tomorrow. Yeah, buy me with that $6 pizza. You can do that one. Thanks, Brian. 248-398-WCSX. Let me take a second, Aaron. The key to doing morning show radio is to speak goodly. Or more gooder, if you prefer
more,
to use
more
the,
gooder?
King, the King's English.
It's always easy to reach Big Jim's house.
Got to talk into the phone, bozo.
Call or text 248-398-WCSX.
So when I was ordering... No more. CSX, Big Jim's house, 644, 30 degrees. Big Jim, Aaron V, producer Ryan. We were talking about pizza delivery. Recently, I got a couple pizzas delivered to the house and ordered them online, and it had a $6 delivery fee. Didn't know, and that's the question this morning. I was just throwing it out here. I'm not complaining about it because I paid the bill. It was there. I knew damn well. So people complain about it after the fact. I'm like, stop it. You saw the number there. But does that go to the driver or does that go to the store? Should I have tipped the driver? That's the question this morning. I'm just wondering to myself. You and I both agree, like, beside the fact that, yeah, I'm not going to get a $6 delivery pizza anymore, I tipped the driver. I should have still tipped the driver, right?
Yes.
Okay. Deanna was telling us a story about this, too.
My son delivered pizzas, and they charged $3. He got $1 per delivery, and if he took out 3 deliveries at the same time, it was still $1, and he still drove my car.
Well, that doesn't seem quite right. I mean, the driving the car, you drive your mom's car, but if you're getting $1 per pizza for the driver, and he does 3 deliveries, shouldn't he get more than just $1?
I would think so.
In what year is it where you think $1 is enough for gas? It's like...
That's not even like a half a gallon.
It's not even a cup of coffee at the old Speedway, man. I don't know. 248-398-WCSX. Chuck in New Baltimore, how you doing, bud?
Hey, how you doing?
We're good.
Yeah, my question running was, does that $6 go towards gas?
See, that's what I don't know.
Yeah.
I mean, $6, but like the pizza joint that delivered to us is 5 miles away. Unless this person's driving a semi, that's even then, it's not that much.
Right.
Yeah, that's crazy, man. So what would you do? Would you tip the person or no?
I'd have to tip the driver, yeah, because you don't think he's getting the $6. It's just
yeah.
Going to the store.
Yeah, I don't, yeah. Maybe, is this one of those things where they're just trying to get away with it?
I am definitely.
Yeah.
Definitely.
All right, buddy. Thanks, Chuck. Thanks for listening, man.
All right, thank you.
Hey, you were reading online, Aaron, that we don't, again, we don't want to give the name of the pizza company over there. We don't want to get into that fight, but.
I just did some research and it says you should tip the same as you normally would. The fee is a surcharge on your bill for the store and not given to the driver. It's a disguised price increase for the store.
That's not good. Now, the other thing I was thinking about earlier, in case you missed it, our producer Ryan delivered pizza when he was younger, and he openly admits that he would go home on the way to deliver the pizza. He would go to his house, go say hi to mom, and then go out and deliver the pizza 45 minutes to an hour later.
Hence the reason that I just go pick it up myself.
Can you imagine like Uber Eats with Ryan as your delivery driver, and you look at it, looks like Family Circle with all the dots all over the place. Like, where the hell is he going?
There's like bites taken out of your chicken wings.
Is this the whole order? Oh, yeah, everything. You're fine. You're fine. Tip me. Give me money. See you next morning. CSX, Big Jim's House. Big Jim, Aaron V, producer Ryan, 7:06, 30 degrees. We got Weird Al tickets on the way. We'll do those in a little bit. Beat the box office, as a matter of fact. Go see him at Meadowbrook in July, where it'll be a little bit warmer than it is now. 30 degrees, 41 for a high. Warm in the studio, though. You got the thermostat dialed in, Secretary Thermostat. It's dialed in perfectly.
I don't want to disappoint anyone.
You have this is something you have to live up to. You have 2 years in this job. So she won the election. I had my buddy Mark asked me Saturday night, who won the election? I'm like, doesn't matter who won the election. Aaron won the election.
Are you bitter?
No, not at all. Not at all. Because for the next 2 years, if there's anything wrong in the studio, I can just blame you. Because you're in power now,
okay,
as Secretary
great,
of Thermostat.
Thanks.
That's the beauty of someone being in power.
Okay.
7:07. Okay, now, Pete Davidson was on SNL. You know who Pete Davidson is. He's been in the news. Think about it, Aaron. This guy's been in the news more the past month than he probably has in his whole professional career. Not a knock. I think he's a great stand-up comedian.
But between the Ariana Grande engagement, then they broke it off, and his not-so-nice comments.
About this guy, Lieutenant Dan Crenshaw, Lieutenant Commander. This guy's a Navy SEAL, and he had made this. They had this bit where they were kind of poking fun. They had photos of politicians up before the election, and they were just kind of making jokes about him. Wasn't a bad bit. And then this guy comes on, and he's got one eye patch. I don't even remember what he said. It was something like he looked like a James Bond villain or something. But everybody immediately went, what are you doing? The dude had 3 tours in Afghanistan. He lost his eye to an IED. He's a war hero.
Yeah, you don't poke at that.
So they decided on Saturday night to come out and issue an apology. But they did, and I think it's one of the best apologies I've ever seen, the way they handled the entire thing. It's about, what, 4 minutes long? It's about 4 minutes long, the whole segment, during the weekend update. If you want to see it, we'll send it to you. And honestly, take some time today and watch it, because the way they handle it, we'll play you some clips here in a second, but we'll text it to you. The keyword, of course, is...
Sorry.
So here's Pete talking about what he did.
And what I'm sure was a huge shock for people who know me, I made a poor choice last week. I made a joke about Lieutenant Commander Dan Crenshaw. Dan Crenshaw. And on behalf of the show and myself, I apologize. My poor mom. Can you imagine being Pete Davidson's mom? It can't be easy when everyone's mad at your son and roommate.
That's a running joke, because he was living with Ariana Grande when they broke up. So he's been joking about his living at home. So you're like, okay, cool. He apologized. We're not done. Dan Crenshaw actually comes out and sits next to him, and they're talking about it.
Well, I just wanted to say, for people that don't know, the reason you're wearing an eye patch right now is that you lost your eye to an IED in Afghanistan during your 3rd combat tour. And I'm sorry.
Thank you, Pete. I appreciate you saying that.
So we good?
We're good. Apology accepted. Just keep breathing.
It sounds like my phone's ringing. He's grabbing his iPhone.
You gonna answer
that? And he lets it ring for about 30 seconds and just looks at him the whole time. And, hell, I got time. Let's just do this real quick. So they decide, okay, we're good, right?
Yeah.
He's still not done with Pete Davidson.
Last week, I made a joke about a picture of you, and I feel like it would only be fair if you got me back and made fun of a picture of me. Does that sound okay?
I don't really need to do that.
No, come on. I deserve it.
All right, I'll do it.
Please?
One.
All right.
He's got blue hair, by the way.
Now, first impressions with Lieutenant Commander Dan Crenshaw.
Thanks, Colin. This is Pete Davidson. He looks like if the meth from Breaking Bad was a person.
So there, we're even. All right.
Hold on, one more. This is. All right. All right. He looks like a troll doll with a tapeworm.
Yeah, man. All right, that's good. We should wrap this up.
Oh, hold on. No, this is fun. This is fun.
Cool.
He looks like Martin Short in the Santa Claus 3. By the way, one of these people was actually good on SNL.
Oh, dude. Just absolutely got him. So at the very end of this, now again, the key word, you want to see this, and you got to watch this whole thing in the 4-minute segment to really understand the scope of what they did. We'll text it to you. The key word is
sorry.
And we'll put that up on our Facebook page too, Ryan. We'll put that up there. Okay, we'll put that up on our Big Jim's House Facebook page. So the last thing, they do this whole bit, and Lieutenant Commander Crenshaw gets there, and they talk a little bit about Veterans Day. I thought this was really well said by Lieutenant Commander Crenshaw.
This is Veterans Day weekend, which means that it's a good time for every American to connect with a veteran. Maybe say thanks for your service, but I would actually encourage you to say something else. Tell a veteran, never forget. When you say never forget to a veteran, you are implying that as an American, you are in it with them, not separated by some imaginary barrier between civilians and veterans, but connected together as grateful fellow Americans. We'll never forget the sacrifices made by veterans past and present, and never forget those we lost on 9/11, heroes like Pete's father. So I'll just say, Pete, never forget.
Never forget. And that is for both of us.
Right? Isn't that awesome?
I just feel like clapping for that. That was so nice.
You got to see it, too, because I don't think Pete knew he was going to say that about his dad, that his dad passed away in 9/11, because he looks at him.
I forgot about that.
Yeah. I got goosebumps. It's fantastic segment. We'll have it up on our Facebook page as well, but if you want to watch the whole thing, and you really should take a couple minutes, SNL, for as much heat as they got for what he said, should get as much praise for the way they handled their apology and took something that could have been a negative and made a huge positive out of it. A huge positive. If you want to see it, we'll text it to you. The keyword is
sorry.
There you go.
It's always easy to reach Big Jim's house.
Uh-oh. Do I hear a dial tone? Because this party is off the hook.
Call or text 248-398.
CSX, Big Jim's house. It's 7:35. Big Jim, Aaron V, producer Ryan. 31 degrees, 44 high today. We just got our Bob Seger Boulevard stickers in the studio here. That's those. We will give these out. I promise. We got a bunch of those. It was my idea. Ben had nothing to do with it, our marketing director. I'm like, man, some we should do. Actually, it was all Ben's idea, but we don't want him to know that. These are great.
Should I put it on the Instagram?
Well, absolutely. Put some pictures up of those. You know, wait till we're done with the break.
Okay,
stop
sorry.
Stop it, Monday Squirrel.
Grab it.
Aaron's in full Monday Squirrel mode, man. If you could look. Hey, look. You're ready. You're fired up, man.
I am.
That's okay, though. It's fun. Thursday is a chance to do something a lot of fun. We love to have listeners come here and visit the radio station. So Thursday, we're going to be doing our deer hunt with Dick Uvars. That night, we'll be out there for the buck poll. Of course, if you need information about that, text us. The keyword is
buck, B-U-C-K. Yeah. We'll send it right to your phone.
But we started a tradition last year.
More accordions.
There you go. Thursday morning. Oh, you guys ready? Here we go.
It's the second week of deer camp. I got us.
We're going to set up deer camp in our, what would you call it? Our little
courtyard.
Courtyard. Thank you. And we will have paintballs brought to us by our friends at Dick Uvars. You will be hunting off the tailgate of a Ram truck. And who are you hunting, Aaron? Are you hunting a deer? Or are you hunting? Who are you hunting?
Hunting producer Ryan.
Hunting producer Ryan dressed in a deer outfit. We did make a small change because we gave you way too much ammo last year and you went full, like, Deer Hunter, the movie on him.
Oh, it was
you
full,
shot him like 18
times. I was like
times.
Call of Duty mode.
You were laughing and just like game on.
Yeah, I think
you
I
actually got hurt by
I
that
I think
one,
I got shot like 10 times total and 8 of them were from Aaron.
So we're going to lower your ammo load.
To how many?
100. Is that cool, Ryan? We'll give her 100 shots, see what happens? No.
Oh, I had more than. No, I had.
You had 18.
I had 18.
Yeah, because I remember I put him in there and I'm like, and Ryan's going to go, what are you doing? So now we're going to get 5 rounds for each person. You'll have paintballs to shoot at producer Ryan in our courtyard. We have shrubs. He'll be hiding behind. We're also going to set up some targets this year, too.
Yes.
So you can train on those as well. So, Aaron, maybe you can just unload on the targets. We'll have targets in the courtyard.
So how many rounds do I get?
5. That's like it? Everybody else. You're going to compete with everybody else. Okay. You're going to be playing against the other five folks. Now, everybody who shows up on Thursday, if you want to go, call right now. 248-398-WCSX. 248-398-9279. You got to be able to be here at the station on Thursday morning. Like what, 7? What time, Ryan?
Yeah, 7:30.
Okay, no later than 7:30. Just for qualifying, we'll get you the prize pack. We get the Buddy's Pizza certificate, the hat, the koozie, and our limited edition Bob Seger Boulevard stickers.
I'm excited about the turntable and Bob Seger album myself.
That's for the grand prize. Winner, yeah. Whoever hits Ryan the most times with the paintball. If you can go, 248-398-WCSX right here at the station. You ready? You had bruises last year, didn't you?
Yeah, it's fine. I got some strategy this year, so if you want to practice, if you're coming, just try shooting a gazelle, because that's what it's going to be like. I'm going to be dodging every single one.
You shouldn't go with gazelles. You should go with springboks. They're faster.
I don't know what those are. So.
Springboks are tennis shoes. Yeah, they were very popular. They were
mean Reeboks?
Akeem Olajuwon wore them. Yeah, Springboks are fantastic. That's the same thing, right?
No.
Okay.
Nice try, though.
Yeah, I tried it there. You ready?
Yeah.
You ready?
As ready as somebody can be knowing they're going to get shot with paintballs.
Are you scared of me again?
As long as they don't keep them in the truck overnight like they did last year. Because that's what happened.
We got to talk about that because that was a bad thing. Because honestly, that has become like the bad prank. Remember, that was the bad prank for Halloween this year. People were freezing paintballs and shooting them at people's houses, thought it'd be funny.
Oh.
And they were putting holes in people's houses.
Yeah.
Because they're frozen.
They're like marbles when they're frozen.
And that's what we were shooting at you last year.
Yeah, they do wonders for the skin.
So we will not leave him out in the truck overnight.
It's like a massage. Who are you kidding?
Yeah, exactly. With super heavy hands.
All right, go ahead and get the phones, Ryan. 248-398-WCSX. Go ahead and get out of the studio. 248-398. We are totally going to leave him in the truck overnight. Totally.
Am I really getting 5 rounds?
No, you're going to get like 30. You can't hear that right now.
Okay.
Because we want him to make him, he was a little traumatized last year.
Okay.
Okay. So call now. Hell, we'll give everybody 100 rounds. We don't care. It's just big balls.
It's always easy to reach Big Jim's house.
Uh-oh. Do I hear a dial tone? Because this party is off the hook.
Call or text 248-398.
CSX Big Jim's house. Going to play Battle Burbs just a second. But we got Aerosmith there, and we'd be remiss if we didn't mention what happened over the weekend. Joe Perry made a cameo, walked on stage at Billy Joel's concert in Madison Square Garden. Went out there and did Walk This Way, I think it was. They were jamming, and we've got the info on what happened, but we're not clear exactly everything that went on. He collapsed backstage. He had some breathing issues. Weren't you telling me they intubated him? I mean, they put the pipe down the throat, the trachea, the whole thing?
Oh, yeah. So he was taken out on a stretcher after the paramedics worked on him in a dressing room. He did have a tracheal tube out
for like 40 minutes before they put him in the ambulance.
Yeah, it's crazy.
So we don't know we know that he's still in a hospital in New York. As far as his publicist and stuff, we really don't know what the cause of it was yet. I do remember a couple of years ago when he was out with the Hollywood Vampires. Remember the band with Alice Cooper and them? He had something similar to that, but that was based on exhaustion that he had collapsed after a show that they did with those guys a couple of years ago. I remember talking about it. So,
yeah. We'll have it posted though. If you text the keyword Joe, J-O-E to 248-398-9279, we'll send you all the info right to your phone.
And as far as we know, his publicist said he's going to stay on the road. He's going to get back out there and he'll be at the Crowfoot, I think, coming up next month.
East side, west side, down river. It's time for the Battle of the Burbs in Big Jim's house.
Players on the phone. Y'all ready to go?
Yeah.
All right. Here we go.
Okie dokie. We got Dawn representing the east side. We have another Dawn representing the west side. And we have Ron.
I love you guys.
We love you too, Ron.
We love you too, Ron. And we have Ron representing
Don River.
I'm
dropping my kids off at school.
Don is filled with love this morning.
Was that Ron? Ron, did you just do that?
Or Ron?
Yes, sir.
Okay, so you love your kids, but not us.
I love you guys. Hey, you guys know who I am. It's Ron with the hairdo.
Okay. Oh, Hairdo Ron.
Okay. Oh, Hairdo Ron.
Okay, Don and Hairdo Ron.
Okay.
I believe it's a song by Sean Cassidy back in the 80s. Anyway.
So since we have two Dons competing, we have to make this a little simple.
Well, no, they get called on East or West anyway, so we're not going to know which Don it is, right? As long as they yell at East or West side, we're fine.
Okay.
We're good.
Yeah.
Shut up, Ron. We're talking about Dons right now.
Thanks, Ron, for your insight into our conundrum.
Okay.
Okay, ready? Here we go. Question number one. Did I explain the rules in entirety? I'm in squirrel mode.
That's okay. Just yell out east, west, or downriver. You know who you are. Yell it out, and then we'll call on you. Don't answer until we call on you. Okay?
Okay.
Unless Ron, because he loves his kids, apparently. Whatever. Here we go.
All right, here we go. Last night at the People's Choice Awards, this reality singing show starring Adam Levine, Blake Shelton, and Kelly Clarkson won an award.
Down.
What? Down.
Ron, go ahead, buddy.
The Voice?
The Voice.
Well done.
Ron A.
Yeah.
Rambo. Okay, question number two. On Wednesday, this former Tiger and his wife, Kate Upton, became parents of a baby girl.
Down. West.
Okay, we go to Dawn of the West. Dawn of the West. Go ahead, Dawn of the West.
Justin Verlander.
There we go. All right, so Dan River and Westside tied one apiece.
Question three. Next week, this king of rock and roll will receive the Presidential Medal of Freedom, even though he died in 1977.
West.
Dawn from the West for the win.
Elvis Diamond.
Yeah, yep. Elvis Presley.
All right. Good job.
Westside wins. Ron and Eastside Dawn, thanks for playing.
Thank you.
First, man. You guys have a blessed day.
You too, bud. All right. Dawn from the West, you're going to go see the Red Wings and the Sabres. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Well, if Ron doesn't love us, but we love you, Dawn, okay? All right. You got to give us a West Side now.
West Side, go!
Way to go, West Side.
Yeah.
All right.
Today's winners in the Battle of the Burbs. Heard only in Big Jim's house on 94.7 WCSX.
CSX, Big Jim's house. Bob Seger getting ready. First show, week from Wednesday in Grand Rapids, as a matter of fact. Tour back underway.
Speaking of Bob Seger, we got our new Bob Seger Boulevard stickers. Oh, you have a bunch of them. They're beautiful. They're green and they look just like the street sign that is... on the corner in Allen Park when we went down there for our big ceremony.
So we put some pictures. You want to see them? They're on Twitter as well, on our Facebook page and Instagram as well if you want to see them. We'll have at some of the events. I'll be out at Dick Uvar's on Thursday for the Buck Poll. You'll be out in Mount Clemens on Saturday. We'll figure it all out. But we got a lot of them. Again, thanks to Ben Perez, our marketing guy, for making that possible. So we'll have Bob Seger Boulevard stickers for you. Perfect to put them anywhere. Just send us a, you know what? Hell, send us a note. If you really want one, we're not mailing anything. We can't do that. But maybe we'll figure it out. If you want one, just text us, right? We'll figure it out. We got a lot of them.
Just, like, say, I want a sticker.
Right, right. Do that one.
Please.
I wanted to talk about something real quick. Coming up in a couple minutes, we'll give you all the details. Everything you need to know for people helping people. It's that time of year.
Oh, I love this.
Yes. So we'll get you all the info in, again, how you can get involved on a couple different levels. But it's also people helping dogs this morning.
Oh, good Lord.
Yep. The most popular video on our website last week by a mile
is Walter the French Bulldog, yes. Who is sassy.
He's yelling back at his owner. He talks. The dog talks. You can hear the dog talking. Now, if you want to see that video, and a lot of people did, even on Saturday during the Best Of show, our texting just blew up. People wanted to see it. The keyword for that is?
Scream.
Okay. But then this dog video came out. That's all. Can you guess what that is, folks?
I'll explain. I'll set the tone. I'll make the whole theater of the mind. Okay, so it's a poor dog who has, he's blind. And his humans had conditioned him to jump on the couch. But they moved the couch. And the poor blind dog didn't realize that the couch had been moved. So it makes a running leap and it hits the wall.
The dog's okay, but the video of the dog as it's airborne.
He went for the gusto, too.
He was flying. And he bounces off the wall right over the heat register and just turned and walked out of the room. What the hell just happened?
That poor thing.
That poor dog just ricocheted.
Can dogs get concussions like humans?
I would assume so. If they can, he got one. Poor pup. Bouncing off the wall. Does Tito ever bounce off walls in your house?
No. But we have hardwood floors, and he slides a lot, and he's gone after his squeaky toy and couldn't stop and hit the wall quite a few times.
Now, if you'd like to see the video of a vision-impaired dog jumping on a couch that wasn't there, we'll text it to you, 248-398-WCSX. The keyword is...
couch.
Poor dog. Oh. See the difference between cats and dogs. We have cats, and if our cats did that, they wouldn't even own up to it. They would just do the old George Carlin thing where they would walk away. This poor dog, though, man. Just... oh. He's okay, folks. CSX, Big Jim's house, 835, 32 degrees.
love that music because it means we get to help people.
You get to help people. You right now listening, you get to help up. That's the whole idea, is people helping people. With the support of Mother Waddles, People Helping People is on our way assisting those families who have fallen on tough times. Now, it's the third year we've done this here at CSX in the Big Jim's house. So the first step, though, what we're doing right now is taking submissions, Aaron. It's really easy to do.
Yes, just text the keyword people to 248-398-9279. That's people. We'll send all the info right to your phone. And the goal is to match people in need with people who are willing to help them.
So we've got a couple weeks now. The first step, of course, like Aaron just said, we need to know who you are, who they are. If it's someone you know, we put it up on our Facebook page as well, Big Jim's House WCSX. Share it. Post it up. We're not saying share it just to share it. Share it to get the word out so people can help those. If it's you or somebody you know who just needs a break this holiday season, this is the time now. So, again, like, text this keyword people.
Like, for example, there's a woman at church that has been going through some hard times, and she's worried about how she's going to get Christmas presents for her children this year.
Right. That's the idea. So someone, whether it's her or someone you who knows her, to share that with us. You can go, like I said, front page WCSX.com. Keyword is people as well. Text us or just go to our Facebook page. And again, thanks to Rick and everybody at Mother Waddles for making this possible. So People Helping People is underway. We started taking submissions this morning, as a matter of fact. So again, if you need all the information, the easiest way to do that, just simply text us. 248-398-WCSX. The keyword is
people.
It's a great idea, man. It is a great cause, so we highly encourage you to get involved in that one.
What's that saying you have?
No one can help everyone, but everyone can help someone.
I love that. That's
all you got to do, man. You can change somebody's life, so it's pretty simple there. I see people texting already. Take a moment, kind of gather yourself, think about it, you or someone else. Again, I don't think we can say the keyword enough. 248-398-WCSX. The keyword is
people.
WCSX has an all-new app.
CSX, Big Jim's House, Big Jim, Aaron V, and producer Ryan here Monday morning in the Motor City. 33 degrees, 41 for a high. I had an idea that the Lions, at this point of the season, they need to do something, right? They got to change something because this is not working. Yesterday was brutal to watch if you're a Lions fan.
The last three games have been brutal to watch if you're a Lions fan.
Well, the good thing is we don't have any good teams coming up. If you get a moment, go look at the schedule. Oh, my God. Here's what we need to do. We need to get a stripper to go run out on the field and streak. Some team did this. Now, I got to Google this and find this out. A Dutch soccer team, the Ringsburg's Boys, recently hired an exotic dancer to distract an opponent. Striptease Foxy ran onto the field with no clothes on. She danced for several minutes in front of the opposing team before being taken off. The Ringsburg Boys lost 6-2. Does that mean that's a boys' soccer team, like a youth soccer team, and they had a stripper come out to distract them?
No, they're grown-ups. I had to double check this.
Okay, thank you, because that would have been kind of funny, wacky, to really creepy.
Oh, my goodness. She has a lot of interesting placement of tattoos happening.
She was out there. She said she gave some advice to people. She said, you want it to be a warm day if you run onto a football pitch. I needed a hot drink afterwards. After my streak, I went on to my day job. Hey, Foxy, you ran a little bit late this morning. I had to go strip at a soccer game. Hey. We had Friday, we had that video of the dad throwing his kid in front of the soccer ball. Why not at this point, if this will help? But are there really any losers when you have someone come out?
No.
What league is this?
It's a Dutch league.
It's a Dutch league? Wow.
It's in the Netherlands third division.
It's on, if you want to see their highlights, they're on Showtime after 11.
No, that would be like, based off of these pictures, this is full on triple X.
Oh, seriously?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, the keyword is, we're not going to send you a keyword. In case you're just curious, you have to Google that on your own and then clear your browser at work. All right, so Striptease Foxy. So we have a producer who dresses up as a deer, and then over there they've got a woman running naked on a soccer field. I don't think we're getting, well, I mean, for you, you're probably happier that we have it that way, not the other way, right?
Yeah, I agree. Okay.
Unless we get Ryan to strip and go onto a soccer field. You sure?
No. Okay. I would still shoot him with paintballs.
Yeah. Careful how you say that. Anyway.
It's always easy to reach Big Jim's house.
That's it. I'm going to be right outside those doors. The next time I have to come in here, I'm cracking skulls.
Call or text 248-398-WCSX.
SX, Big Jim's house, Big Jim, Aaron V, and producer Ryan. Anybody who feels they had a bad weekend, anyone out there listening right now feels you had a bad weekend, you did not. Coming up next, a man in Thailand will top it.
Even if you had 43 bags of leaves that you raked in your yard.
Nothing compared to this.
Okay.
Nothing. CSX, Big Jim's House, Big Jim, Aaron V. Producer Ron has had it to Jeanette and her team of wizards at CPR Phone Repair, Novi Town Center. I've seen this place. Thanks for having us on this morning, man.
Cool. Thank you.
A guy in Thailand. We're talking about people, if you had a bad weekend, maybe you're the Lions, Michigan State, other people. You had how many bags of leaves?
43.
Okay. A guy in Thailand was recently going to the bathroom at work when a 10-foot python slithered out of the toilet and bit him right in his man pits.
Oh, no!
Yeah, the man struggled to yank the serpent off of himself. He finally broke free, called for help before co-workers and first responders removed the snake. He was taken to the hospital where he received 15 stitches.
15 stitches in his man bits?
Yes.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's bad.
See, that's what I'm saying. So it could have been worse. It could have been worse this weekend. It could have been worse.
Now I'm like scared to go to the toilet.
If it was the Lions, the snake would have missed him and bit the referee.
Always look on the bright side.
All right. So enjoy that when you go to the company break room today.
I know
today.
Now when you go in the bathroom, you're going to check the toilet for snakes.
I don't know if you're going to call like HR. Excuse me, are there any snakes in the toilet? I don't know. Did someone go to White Castle? Anyway.
Oh, tomorrow.
Yes.
Just a reminder.
Oh.
I'm very excited.
About?
About Weird Al Yankovic. Why are you laughing?
You were so... It's the strangest thing in the world. It's a great show, but you are so pumped up about these tickets.
Because it's amazing.
It is. The magic of Weird Al. It's going to be a sold-out show.
So much fun. That's why.
You going to get some more accordion songs for us?
Yes.
Okay. We'll have a Beat the Box Office for Weird Al. We'll do that. We'll be back tomorrow. We never got to talk about dads. I want to talk more about Drew Brees, what he was doing with his kids.
We'll
get into that tomorrow morning. It's a great video. And we'll start thinking about... Finish his sentence. Dad was so mad he blank.
Uh-oh.
Sounds like match game, but I keep we'll talk about it in the morning. Real quick, People Helping People is underway. We need submissions right now. Text us, of course, the keyword is...
People.
Yeah.
We already have one that's up there already, and we've only mentioned it, like, once this morning.
Yeah. So, 248-398-WCSX, keyword peep. I said peep?
People.
People. P-E-O-P-L-E. By...